Maybe the back of those.
I don't think so, but unless you, yeah.
This must be yours. Did you, we're being recorded now?
We are being recorded right now, yes.
I'm just going to ask Jeff if he read through those written comments that we had from the, they were probably not as rosy.
Actually, Jennifer took those, and we probably need to scan those and get them out to all the board members. The written comments that were handed to
From
you
the,
yesterday from,
okay, and I've received a few in emails as well.
yeah.
So
Bundle up what you've got, maybe.
send it to you
Send
today.
it, yeah, at the
I
end
can
of the
do
day,
that.
send it to the board members. And then if you get some more next week, you can forward those. Okay.
I'm getting dropped a bit too.
I'm going to bring the gas from up to a bit.
Now I got problems also.
Yeah, we're having a little trouble
Really?
staying on. Yeah. Just got punted as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. But you guys are, you're okay. It hasn't been up.
Well, I just seen
Good.
it. I'd seen the big screen flash, and I thought Jennifer
Yeah.
lost hers, but she must have
Yeah,
just
I'm
been.
sharing my screen and
Okay.
I'm directly plugged in.
Oh, so it's the
Uh-huh.
Wi-Fi that's dropping?
Yes,
The
it
book
does
is
seem
taken
to be
onto
the
the state, and then the guest is dropping. So
yeah. Oh, do you want?
I'm good. I'm already. Thank you. But I mean,
Well, you
I'll
want
go
this is
back. Yeah, let's see. Sure. Otherwise, I'll use my phone hotspot.
Can you guys hear me?
I
You
can
should be
hear
able to.
Yeah,
Okay,
we can hear you and
perfect.
see you, Neely.
Excellent.
From, yeah, 10 yards away.
So like you had two tin cans and a string.
Would be better, yeah. Just go back. You rest. That's all.
Got a computer that's on
I'm
now,
good.
still has
I'm
that
having no problems.
input track.
This, like
Yep.
I said, I think I'm going to hide this thing.
Follow your lead, friend. You.
I don't know what happens if we don't let IT update these things.
I think at some point they do shut that domain down.
Yes.
Well, isn't that what that you're doing with the board's tablets? IT has to do so.
Yep.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
tried
yeah,
that.
and mine's included in the board's tablet.
Oh.
You.
And I guess Cynthia's is too.
Well, I just
Do you have something like that?
I don't know. I have one.
Probably did
So
it.
Jennifer just keeps mine. I
Mm-hmm.
was having trouble with my old computer. I couldn't get on Teams. But this one works pretty good on Teams. So, which I don't like Teams, but everybody else in the world, it's got to be Teams. It must be free.
Yeah, it comes with a Microsoft package.
Yeah.
That's pretty. It's really easy to schedule because you just do it in Outlook and you
Yeah.
just hit it. So you don't have to go into Zoom and set up a meeting. And so, and with Zoom, we only have a couple of accounts, and that's part of the challenge there.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
we'll make do.
Yeah. But
Okay. Oddly enough, we don't have a planning quorum yet.
got back on, seems like. Oh,
okay.
We got Joanne and Jeff.
We have a finance quorum.
Yeah.
need marker dean.
We need marker dean.
Let me quickly just send them.
Got back on. So,
okay. All right.
Let me get the full screen here.
I was going to text Dean.
Yeah, text Dean. I can text Mark.
Okay.
Maybe they're trying to get on the state's Wi-Fi.
Is that working for you, Cynthia?
It is. Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
How about Al?
Al is traveling today. He's got a family thing this weekend in Virginia.
And Neely, is Ann Wybar planning to join us?
Isn't she? Isn't she got the one that's got the template for?
You're on mute, recommend. Neely. If
doesn't
if you can hear us.
What we want to recommend to the board?
Well, Ann and Neely.
Get anything back from Dean?
Not yet.
It's not legal.
Mark, maybe. A transfusion.
Hey, Dean, how are you? Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay.
We actually need you for a quorum for the planning, so.
Okay.
Okay. We need Ann is going to join us.
Okay, Dean's logging on right now.
Thanks, Neely.
There he
is. Okay, you have a quorum now.
Okay, we have reached the appointed hour, and we have a quorum in attendance. We will call the order Water Resource Planning Committee number 1-25, originating at the Water Center and being live streamed on YouTube. We need to excuse Mr. Barker today. He is traveling to a family event, and I'm unable to be here with us today. The first item on the agenda is introductions and attendance. Can we have Jennifer take a roll? Okay. Okay.
Mr. Barker's absent. Ms. Cole Hansen.
Hi, right here.
Thank you. Mr. Gibbs. Not present.
Yeah, he's working on getting logged in.
Okay, good. We'll watch for him.
Okay.
Mr. Raybould, Chairman Raybould.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Stevenson.
Here.
And then not in the committee, Mr. McMahon.
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Olmstead.
Here.
And Mr. Van Stone.
He's here.
Yep, I see you, Dale.
Okay. All right. Next item of business is Senate Concurrent Resolution 110. Mr. Patton.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The legislature this last session passed Senate Concurrent Resolution 110. This resolution does a couple of things. First, it expresses support for the 2024 stipulated mitigation plan and water settlement between the groundwater users and the surface water coalition on the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer. It also further asks that the board revise the state water plan and the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer Comprehensive Aquifer Management Plan to establish a higher target for state-funded ESPA-managed recharge and move that recharge goal from 250,000 acre feet on an average annual basis to 350,000 acre feet on an average annual basis. With those two things, Mr. Chairman, I would answer any questions that the committee or board members may have.
Okay, first of all, committee members, do you have any questions for Mr. Patton? Okay, other board members, any questions? Okay, I think everybody followed that fairly close as that advanced through the legislature and has an understanding of it.
Yep.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is the state water plan and the ESPA CAM.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, we're going to turn this over to Neely Miller.
Okay, welcome, Neely.
So you might be on mute, Neely.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And yes, I'm unmuted now. I have now started sharing my screen. Can you see my memo on your screen?
We see, I don't know what they are. There we go.
Okay.
Gazelles. Know which monitor.
Oh, gazelles. Yeah, there you go.
Didn't know which one was sharing, which screen. So I'll begin by just kind of talking through what Brian just explained, the state water plan and the ESPA CAMP proposed changes based upon SCR 110. And at the end of this, we'll be looking for you to make a recommendation to the full board for consideration next week at next week's board meeting. I'm not going to go into detail because Mr. Patton just elaborated on SCR 110 and what the purpose of that was and mentioned the two key aspects of that bill. The first is that, well, the 2024 stipulated mitigation plan, support for that. And then the legislature supports the board revising the state water plan policies, and it calls them out for B, D, and E. And then the ESPA CAMP plan to establish a state-funded managed recharge goal of 350,000 acre feet on an average annual basis.
Okay, Neely, can you hear us?
I can hear you. You can't hear me?
Well, yeah, we didn't for a minute. We didn't hear anything until you said establish a 350,000 acre foot annual recharge number. The very last sentence you just said, we heard. Everything you said before that, we did not hear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we've got you now.
Okay, we're going to try it now.
Okay, try it one more time.
Okay, so yes, the SCR calls out the state water plan policies that they would like revised for B, D, and E, and then the ESPA CAMP changing that recharge goal to 350,000 acre feet on an average annual basis. So I'm going to walk through those changes with the finance committee, and then I'm going to walk through a schedule as well. Maybe I'll just do that now just briefly and we can come back to it. But based upon these changes, staff is proposing the following timeline, that whatever recommendation you make today, we would recommend to the board at the May board meeting. And that would be considered by the full board. And then the board would adopt by resolution those proposed changes and then send it out to public comment. We would then set up public comment system as well as holding public meetings. We would do that in coordination with the Idle Falls board meeting and the Twin Falls board meeting that are scheduled for this July and September. Then we'd have a public meeting to review comments on the proposed plan, a public meeting to finalize the proposed plan and approve. And then that could happen as late, I guess, as November, at the November board meeting. And then the plan would be to present this final plan to the legislature on January 1. And just looking here, see, if we do have questions, I know Ann Bond and Wybar was going to join us today, but I'm not seeing her on the list of participants. So I'll try to address all the questions. So with that,
okay.
I propose to walk
through. I guess, yeah. Committee members, do you have any questions about the proposed schedule and the public hearing portion of what we're going to do here? I don't have any. Neely, do we feel like the two meetings, the one in Idle Falls and the one in Twin Falls, two public meetings, is adequate access for the public? Or do we need to hold a third meeting in Boise or someplace?
We always could. I talked with Ann about this, and she thought, you know, since this is, these are Snake River policies, primarily focused on the ESPA, that holding those public meetings on the ESPA would be sufficient.
Okay.
We could always add that additional one if there is concern.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm okay with that. I just want to make sure that we're not stepping over something here. So that's fine. Okay, let's move on, Neely.
Okay, great. Now, so the materials that I sent out for the camp and the state water plan, looks like for the camp, they came through well in the board materials, but for the state water plan, they didn't. So I'm going to share the state water plan, and you should see it now. Do you see that? The state
yes.
water plan, starting with policy 4B. And I'll zoom in so it's big enough for everyone. And this is the Snake River Milner zero minimum flow. It's a very important policy. And that policy does mention the recharge goal. Here you can see in paragraph 3, implementation of managed recharge. We'll have a flow effect on flow characteristics. And then here it mentions that 150 to 250. I have done track changes to cross that out and change that to 350,000 acre feet of managed recharge. And I added on an average annual basis because that was the language from SCR 110. And then I did get a comment from some board members about asking how this was calculated, or at least specifying how we were calculating that average. So I, in discussions with staff, we included a 15-year rolling average. I'm not sure if that's, you want that included there, but we have added that. Then it moves on and mentions phase one, which is not part of that 150 to 250, so we don't need to change that. And I'll just keep going unless you tell me to stop.
Neely, I wonder if we could just eliminate, we're well past phase one. Do we need to continue to reference that? Or it's done, isn't it?
Would be.
Yeah, I would think in both this section and in the ESPA camp, I don't think we'd have to reference that anymore. We're beyond phase one.
My understanding is that we were just making changes related to the recharge goal and not updating the plan. So I did not make changes like that. I kept because the phase one.
Okay. Well, I think we'll have a subsequent meeting to walk through and discuss all this in more detail. But it would be my thought that as long as we're making changes to these plan components, we might as well clean them up as we go.
Okay. Moving down, there's no more mention of that recharge goal. The next policy, 4D, it does mention it.
And we may want to take a look at those milestones in a subsequent meeting as well.
Okay. The only place the 350 is mentioned here is in this paragraph where the long-term objective is and the water budget change of 600,000 acre feet by 2030 be achieved through a number of strategies. And then it mentions the demand reduction to be achieved and the groundwater surface water conversions. And then another 250 to 350 of demand reduction is to be achieved through other measures. And then aquifer recharge is expected to increase the ESPA water supply by 150 to 250, change that to 350 CAF.
Again, I think we'd want to address some of that other language so that we ended up adding up to 600. Brian?
Mr. Chairman. Hey, Neely, can you back up to the discussion items there, just a couple paragraphs up? I was reading this last night and, okay, yeah, right there in discussion, is that... You know, to me, it's very misleading to say that we estimate there's a billion acre feet of water in the ESPA and a direct, and most of it is in direct hydraulic connection. Because to me, you know, if you know, I understand it all, but if people are reading that don't, they're going to say, why are we fighting over 2 million acre feet of groundwater pumping when there's a billion acre feet that's, you know, that's connects directly to the Snake River? To me, you know, the top 15 million direct connect pretty directly, and the rest of it is, you know, a lot of it not really connected, at least closely connected with the reaches in the Snake Rivers. That's just my thoughts on it. That, to me, that paragraph is going to give people the idea that there's no reason to fight over the aquifer because we're not using 990 million of it.
Mr. Chairman, Board Member Olmsted, I think you bring up some very good points. I would just say, I guess the direction I was given, and maybe Brian and Cynthia can speak to this, was a rifle shot. We're changing just the wording. We're not going to change really the policies broadly. We're just updating that recharge. So I wasn't even considering or look at editing any of this text in the discussion unless it mentioned the 250 to 350 or it was called out in relation to it, or if it was implicated by that, if it made some change. But I wasn't looking at all at any of the wording.
So that billion acre feet is already in the plan and has been okay.
Yeah, well, I don't, Neely, I think once we open up a section of the state water plan, it's open, and the degree of changes we make within that particular policy, I think while we have that policy open, we probably ought to make the appropriate changes throughout. And if we haven't been clear as a board to staff on that, when we say a rifle shot, we just want to deal with the policies that affect managed recharge at this particular time. I guess that's my definition of that, not just changing 250 to 350 here and there. So I think we'll need to look at that.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mark.
Yes.
I concur with Brian in that I read this last night and saw the reference to the 1 billion acre feet, and that caught my attention. And I know that in a lot of the discussion over the settlement, it was talked about the 1 billion acre feet and why are we worried about it. But it's the top portion we're worried about. So I think it merits at least a discussion as to whether or not we leave that in there.
The other comment I would add is that the ESPA camp, much of that lays out, I mean, it's all laying out the phase one, which is already over. So to go back, if we were going to update it, we'd be essentially eliminating it. I just don't know how you can go back and edit a plan and change the actions that were laid out. So I guess we may have to have a discussion about this. So I understand.
Yeah, Neely, this is Ann. If I could chime in for a minute as well. I think that the discussion I'm hearing right now is a different discussion than what we had originally thought of as the changes we were going to make to the plan. We really did look at it as a very, very, very narrowly tailored change, really to look for the 250 and change it to 350. And so what I'm hearing now is a bit of a different discussion. So I think it would be very helpful for me and for staff to have very clear direction from the board on the scope of the changes that you all want to see. And also an understanding that changes we make to policies 4BCD, whatever we have here, may bleed over and have cross references in the ESPA camp. And so then you might be into a lot of changes. So I just want to bring that to the board's attention and make sure that that's the direction you want to go and that we get clear direction from you on how to proceed.
Okay, thanks, Ann. I think maybe we're trying to overwordsmith this. The purpose of this meeting, I think, is to launch the planning process to make the necessary changes that were requested by the legislature. And we probably need to put our heads together and figure out exactly how we go about doing that. I think what we ought to do here is go through and get an outline of the policies that are directly impacted by the change that the legislature has requested, and maybe that's all we need to do today.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I can just move forward from where I'm at, mentioning what these policies are and at least pointing out where we've identified the changes to make the change from 250 to 350.
That'd be great, Neely.
All right. Um, 4D, the conjunctive management of the ESPA and the Snake River. Again, this is what we were just talking about here, the discussion. It does call out a number of things in here, a lot of history. And then it goes through 2026 and the 2006 and the SCR 136, and then 2009, the CAMP adoption. And then here it does mention the aquifer recharge goal of it was 150 to 250 at the time. It's 350 now. So we've made that change there. Again, it refers to the phased approach, the water budget change, but there's no real reference or implication of the aquifer recharge changes there. Moving down in the implementation strategies and milestones, it was not called out. But again, this is the conjunctive management policy. Then here under the 4E, this is the last policy that was called out, the Snake River Basin new storage. There's this ESPA managed recharge pilot program, but it doesn't talk about the 250 recharge goal. Then there's the surface water projects. Then there's the Henry's Fork project and the Teton River basins. Again, this was all the way back in 2012. The Minidoka Dam enlargement. And what I did notice here is there was a duplicate section. As you see, here's the ESPA managed recharge pilot program. That was right up here at the first. So somehow we got a duplicate section in there. I proposed that for elimination. Then the Lower Boise River interim feasibility study, Weiser-Galloway gap analysis. But down here under implementation strategies, again, there's implement a long-term managed recharge program to achieve average annual recharge, 350, 15-year rolling average. And that's the extent of the mentions in the state water plan, or at least the calling out of that recharge goal that would need to be changed to be consistent with SCR 110. And then I would now move on to the CAMP. This one will be fairly brief because it doesn't mention it very much in the CAMP. So I should be sharing my screen. Hopefully you can see chapter 3 of the ESPA CAMP, the recommendations. Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay. And again, we tried to be fairly narrow like we were with the state water plan, just doing those policies. Ann and I talked and we thought it would be best to just use the two-page, well, so it's only called out in this one table, this the goal. So we are only editing those two pages. Again, you can see aquifer recharge, approximately 150 to 250. We've changed that to 350. And then the lower part of that table has those hydrologic targets with the phase one column and the phase two, and then here's all the actions that were contemplated at the time. And these didn't really add up. It was kind of a mix and match bag. Ann and I did update, decided it was changing this to 350, but I don't think it necessarily means we would change this. It would just be a different combination of aquifer budget change. So that would really be the extent of the CAMP changes. There's just those two pages where it is mentioned. It talks about phase one hydrologic targets, but those do not relate to the 350. So I would guess would stand for any comments or questions on the changes that have been identified in either the state water plan policies or the ESPA CAMP. And I would say Ann is here as well to speak to any questions.
Okay, Joanne, was that a hand raise?
It is. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Neely, on the camp, on the first, the page above the one that you're sharing, the groundwater to surface water conversions shows 100,000 acre feet per year annual average, but the aquifer recharge doesn't say the words annual average. And I actually like putting in the 15-year rolling average in there too. Can, since we're updating the amount, can we also update the...
I think that's a good catch, Joanne. Yeah.
And then my second question, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Is on the website, the materials don't show the red line version. And can we put the red line version on there?
Correct. Yeah. Somehow the materials that were sent out, they didn't have the red lines on them for the state water plan policies. That's why I showed them on my Word documents and shared them with you on the screen, but we will get those updated as soon as the meeting's over.
Perfect. Because the materials on the website currently show 1,350,000 average annual.
Oh.
Well, that'd be a goal.
There's a billion acre feet in there, then we better go that
way. Okay. All right. Well, we'll, I think before we have this thing ready for prime time to take the hearing, we'll have to have at least one more planning committee meeting. But I think this is a good start on it. What else, Neely or Ann, do you have to add?
Not a lot. I guess I would just highlight that timeline again. Here, this is anticipating presenting changes to the board meeting, the board next week. What I'm hearing is that we may need to have another planning committee. So this may just bump this deadline out. We could, and Brian or Cynthia could speak to it, but we could always have a special board meeting before the July board meeting to do that if we need to.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman Neely, that was my question. If the board is not or the committee is not prepared to make a recommendation on these items, these changes today, does the timeline still work? And when would that special board meeting need to be?
Well, from my perspective, it would be as long as it's before the, you know, before mid-July, then we could arrange that meeting in conjunction with the July board meeting.
When is the July board meeting? I would think we would want to have these out and be able to circulate them to the public a couple of weeks before we actually hold the public hearing.
Yes.
So that would be probably the end of June. We'd want to have it out on the ground by early July.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So this okay. is Ann. This is Ann. Can I chime in?
Yeah.
I guess for Neely and my purposes, moving this forward, it would be helpful to hear a little bit more substantive discussion about how you want us to approach the edits. I've heard a couple of different things today, and so I think we need to know from you all how in depth you want us to go on this, because we would like to present something to you at the next meeting that is in the direction that you want to go, so that we can hopefully get a document approved and then move the process forward. So if maybe we could get a little more discussion on that, that'd be helpful.
Well, and I don't know, maybe I'm up in the night, Anne, but it just seemed to me like we've got an opportunity to streamline these policies that we're opening up anyway. And maybe it doesn't hurt to leave the reference to the phase one targets in the policy. Maybe that's not a problem. Maybe we don't need to do that. I think you've had a couple of board members indicate the reference to 1 billion acre feet of water in the ESPA is somewhat misleading. We may make a simple change there that says yes, there could be up to 1 billion acre feet in the aquifer, but small changes in aquifer storage have a dramatic impact on the available water supply. the ability to divert water directly from the aquifer, or the effect that it has on reach gains. It's something that would emphasize that we're dealing with a much smaller quantity of water that we have to manage to meet demand for various uses. Those are the kinds of things I think I'd like to fix while we're there. So if somebody reads a billion acre feet, there's a touch of an explanation of why it's so critical that we take the actions we take to maintain a stable aquifer level to meet the demand of all water users.
Okay, we can certainly try to work some edits like that in. There was also a mention of the phase one, wanting to clean that up.
Well, I don't know. Do we continue just to leave that in the plan? I mean, I think both in camp and we've met phase one. We're now moving well beyond phase one, with the goal of accomplishing a full build out by 2030. And I think we're headed in the right direction for that. So is it appropriate while we are making changes to clean those things up, or does it not matter and we just leave it like it is? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that that's a question for you all to kind of take on and ponder. I think when the legislation was originally drafted and passed, the direction was to put the specific sections in that the legislators wanted to have changed, so that the changes would be as narrow as possible. And I think the idea behind that was that narrower changes would be easier to kind of implement and get done through the process. So I guess for your consideration is, if you start to take out phase one in the state water plan, then you have to take it out of the camp. And then that may create a snowball effect of other changes that need to be made. So I just want you all to consider the snowball effect of changes. And if you want us to take that on, we are happy to do that. Absolutely, we can. You know, we can rework whatever you want, but I think we just want to know what's most useful for you all.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Joanne.
I like having the phase one history. Is there just some wording that we can say that the phase one has been met, but it included, and keep all the wording in there? I do worry about opening up more discussion. 4B, the title of it is Snake River Milner Zero Minimum Flow. And I can see all kinds of discussion on that happening.
I kind of concur with Joanne. This is Bart, but leaving phase one in there kind of shows that we've accomplished something and have reached the milestone. So if it stays in the plan, it may show we've accomplished some stuff.
Well, I think maybe we all need to think about this for a minute, and maybe we can get a meeting on the books either in very late May or early June, and sort it out.
So I think to that end, just for your all's understanding, Neely has the little schedule up. We do need to get two public meetings in the summer. At least we're planning on two, and so that we can get all of the changes approved and done for the legislative session. And so we just want to make sure that we're putting together a package that's most helpful for you at the next meeting, so that hopefully we're hitting it pretty closely to what you want, so that we don't have to come back to you a second time with a different draft, because we do have some pretty tight time frames here. to make sure we're getting everything done in.
Okay, got the message. We will. I think we could each get our ideas to Ann and Neely, and then we could go from there. Okay. Committee members, anything else on the proposed edits to the state water plan and the ESPA camp? Okay. Are there any other items that the planning committee needs to take up at this time? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Okay, we will...